So how are you feeling today? Blessed maybe after a nice meal with family and friends, but maybe also stuffed. And still ahead, the office party, Hanukkah, Christmas. Can you start 2015 with the same waistline? Nutritionist, personal trainer, and author Justine Sanfilippo says yes. And Justine, you ran a corporate program called Maintain Not Gain. What is that?
Basically, it was a challenge for employees to just weigh themselves at the beginning, right before the holidays, and then once after the holidays were over. And what was really interesting to me is that most people that went into the mindset of the holidays to not gain weight actually did not.
So weighing yourself in the beginning is key, you say, but then you have something called the 80-20 rule. What's that?
80% of the time you do what you're supposed to do in terms of eating right and exercising. And then 20% of the time you do whatever you want. You have fun. You have your little treats here and there. None of us are perfect. So I think that 80-20 rule helps keep us in balance.
What else can you do to prepare for what you know you're going to do when you go to an office party?
The other tip I always say is actually to eat before you go to the party. In addition, if you do choose to drink alcohol, you'll have some food on your stomach already to absorb that, so you also won't overindulge in the beverages as well.
Alcohol. Just stay there for a second. Lots of calories.
Again, it's all about mindset and planning. So going into a party with, say, a 2-drink maximum in your mind is very beneficial. One for your waistline, and two, because sometimes in office parties, if you get too carried away, you might regret something you said or did the next day around your coworkers.
You're on Facebook the next day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. And when you say eat before you go out, you mean eat well.
Yes, eat healthy. Could be as simple as a little homemade turkey sandwich or protein, because protein really helps satiate us.
And going back to drinking, we've been hearing a lot about thirst. And Sanjay Gupta from CNN, for instance, talked about how thirst can present itself as hunger. And as he said, the population is going around stuffed and dehydrated.
Yes, absolutely. So have a glass of water, see how you feel, and then see if you need that extra snack. Many people tend to be dehydrated just because a lot of our foods, especially processed foods, or if a person eats out for lunch or dinner, are extremely high in sodium. So we actually need more and more water to help the body release the extra water weight.
Justine Sanfilippo, nutritionist, personal trainer, health coach, and she ran a corporate program called Maintain, Don't Gain. We'll link you to her website at herenow.org. Justine, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.